The Writer's Digest Guide to Persuasive Writing by Richard Dowis. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Writer's Digest Guide to Persuasive Writing by Richard Dowis is a comprehensive guide for writers who want to learn how to write persuasive pieces. The book covers the basics of persuasive writing, from understanding the audience and purpose of your piece, to crafting an effective argument. It also provides tips on how to use language effectively in order to make your point more convincing. The book begins with an overview of what makes a good persuasive essay or article. It explains that it must have a clear purpose and target audience, as well as be organized logically and include evidence-based arguments. Additionally, it should be written in an engaging style that appeals to readers. Next, the book dives into specific techniques for making your argument more compelling. This includes using rhetorical devices such as metaphors and analogies, employing logical fallacies, utilizing emotional appeals, incorporating facts and statistics, citing sources correctly, avoiding common mistakes like overgeneralizing or oversimplifying complex topics, and much more. In addition, the book offers advice on how best to structure your piece so that it flows smoothly from one point to another while still maintaining its focus on persuading readers. Finally, there are chapters devoted specifically towards writing for different types of media, example, print versus digital, as well as tips on editing and revising your work before submitting it for publication. Overall, The Writer's Digest Guide to Persuasive Writing is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to hone their skills at creating powerful arguments through their writing. With its comprehensive coverage of all aspects related to this type of writing, from understanding basic principles behind persuasion right down through refining drafts, this guide will help any writer become better equipped at crafting compelling pieces that can sway even the most stubborn reader's opinion. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand your audience. It is important to understand who your audience is and what their needs and interests are in order to effectively persuade them. Knowing your audience will help you craft an argument that resonates with them. Main idea number 2. Establish credibility. Establishing credibility with your audience is essential to successful persuasive writing. You must demonstrate that you are knowledgeable and trustworthy in order to convince your readers to accept your argument. Main idea number 3. Use logical arguments. Logical arguments are the foundation of persuasive writing. You must use evidence and facts to support your claims and provide logical reasoning to back up your argument. Main idea number 4. Use emotional appeals. Emotional appeals can be used to persuade your audience. You must be careful to use emotional appeals in a way that is appropriate and effective. Main idea number 5. Use rhetorical devices. Rhetorical devices can be used to make your argument more persuasive. You must use rhetorical devices in a way that is appropriate and effective. Main idea number 6. Use visual aids. Visual aids can be used to make your argument more persuasive. You must use visual aids in a way that is appropriate and effective. Main idea number 7. Use stories and examples. Stories and examples can be used to make your argument more persuasive. You must use stories and examples in a way that is appropriate and effective. Main idea number 8. Use language effectively. Language is an important tool in persuasive writing. You must use language in a way that is appropriate and effective. Main idea number 9. Use repetition. Repetition can be used to make your argument more persuasive. You must use repetition in a way that is appropriate and effective. Main idea number 10. Use questions. Questions can be used to make your argument more persuasive. You must use questions in a way that is appropriate and effective. Main idea number 11. Use metaphors. Metaphors can be used to make your argument more persuasive. You must use metaphors in a way that is appropriate and effective. Main idea number 12. Use humor. Humor can be used to make your argument more persuasive. You must use humor in a way that is appropriate and effective. Main idea number 13. Use statistics. Statistics can be used to make your argument more persuasive. You must use statistics in a way that is appropriate and effective. Main idea number 14. Use anecdotes. Anecdotes can be used to make your argument more persuasive. You must use anecdotes in a way that is appropriate and effective. Main idea number 15. Use contrasts. Contrasts can be used to make your argument more persuasive. You must use contrasts in a way that is appropriate and effective. Main idea number 16. Use comparisons. Comparisons can be used to make your argument more persuasive. You must use comparisons in a way that is appropriate and effective. Main idea number 17. Use appeals to authority. Appeals to authority can be used to make your argument more persuasive. You must use appeals to authority in a way that is appropriate and effective. Main idea number 18. Use appeals to tradition. Appeals to tradition can be used to make your argument more persuasive. You must use appeals to tradition in a way that is appropriate and effective. Main idea number 19. Use appeals to emotion. Appeals to emotion can be used to make your argument more persuasive. You must use appeals to emotion in a way that is appropriate and effective. Main idea number 20. Use appeals to reason. Appeals to reason can be used to make your argument more persuasive. You must use appeals to reason in a way that is appropriate and effective. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Understanding your audience is essential to crafting an effective persuasive argument. Knowing who you are speaking to and what their needs and interests are will help you tailor your message in a way that resonates with them. You should consider the age, gender, education level, cultural background, values, beliefs, and any other relevant factors of your audience when constructing your argument. It is also important to understand how much knowledge they have on the topic at hand. If they already have some understanding of the issue, then you can focus more on providing evidence or examples that support your position. However, if they lack knowledge about the subject, then it may be necessary to provide more background information before delving into specifics. By taking time to get familiar with who you are addressing and what matters most to them, you can create an argument that speaks directly to their needs and interests while still being convincing enough for them to take action. Main idea number 2. Establishing credibility with your audience is essential to successful persuasive writing. You must demonstrate that you are knowledgeable and trustworthy in order to convince your readers to accept your argument. To do this, you should provide evidence of your expertise on the topic by citing relevant research or personal experience. Additionally, it can be helpful to include quotes from experts in the field who support your position. This will show that others have found value in what you are saying and help build trust with the reader. You should also strive for a tone of objectivity throughout your writing. Avoid using overly emotional language or making sweeping generalizations about a subject. Instead, focus on presenting facts and logical arguments backed up by reliable sources. Finally, make sure that any claims you make are supported by evidence so that readers can see why they should believe what you're saying. Main idea number 3. Logical arguments are essential for persuasive writing because they provide a strong foundation for your claims. By using evidence and facts to support your argument, you can create an effective and convincing case. Additionally, logical reasoning is necessary in order to explain why the evidence supports your point of view. For example, if you were arguing that global warming is real, you could cite scientific studies showing rising temperatures over time as evidence of this phenomenon. You would then need to use logical reasoning to explain how these studies demonstrate that global warming is occurring. In addition to providing a solid basis for your argument, logical arguments also help readers understand why they should believe what you're saying. When making an argument based on logic rather than emotion or opinion, it becomes easier for people to accept the validity of your position. This makes it more likely that they will be persuaded by what you have written. Ultimately, when constructing persuasive writing pieces, it is important to remember the importance of using logical arguments as part of your overall strategy. Evidence and facts must be used in conjunction with sound reasoning in order for readers to fully comprehend and accept the points being made. Main idea number 4. Emotional appeals can be a powerful tool when used correctly in persuasive writing. They allow you to connect with your audience on an emotional level, which can help them better understand and relate to your argument. When crafting an emotional appeal, it is important to choose words that evoke strong feelings and create vivid images in the reader's mind. You should also make sure that the emotion you are trying to evoke is appropriate for the topic at hand. If not, it could have a negative effect on your argument. When using emotional appeals, it is also important to ensure that they are backed up by facts or evidence. This will help strengthen your argument and give credibility to what you are saying. Additionally, try not to overuse emotional appeals, as this may come across as manipulative or insincere. Instead, use them sparingly throughout your piece so they have maximum impact. Main idea number 5. Rhetorical devices can be powerful tools for making an argument more persuasive. By using rhetorical techniques such as repetition, alliteration, and imagery, you can create a compelling narrative that will draw your audience in and make them more likely to accept your point of view. For example, if you are trying to convince someone of the importance of taking action on climate change, you could use repetition to emphasize the urgency of the situation. We must act now, we cannot wait any longer. It is time for us to take action now. Alliteration can also be used effectively in this context by emphasizing key words or phrases. The future of our planet depends on decisive steps taken today. Finally, vivid imagery can help bring home the reality of what is at stake. If we do not act soon, our children may never know a world without rising sea levels and extreme weather events. By utilizing these rhetorical devices strategically throughout your argumentative writing, you will be able to craft a persuasive piece that resonates with readers and encourages them to consider your viewpoint. Main idea number 6. Visual aids can be a powerful tool when used correctly in persuasive writing. They can help to illustrate your point, provide evidence for your argument, and make it easier for the reader to understand what you are trying to say. Visual aids such as charts, graphs, diagrams, photographs, videos, and illustrations can all be used effectively in persuasive writing. When using visual aids in persuasive writing, it is important that they are relevant and appropriate. The visuals should support the points you are making rather than distract from them. It is also important that the visuals are easy to interpret so that readers don't have difficulty understanding them. Finally, make sure that any visuals you use accurately represent the data or information being presented. Using visual aids in persuasive writing can help to strengthen your argument by providing concrete evidence of your claims and helping readers better understand what you are saying. When done correctly, they will add value to your piece without detracting from its overall message. Main idea number 7. Stories and examples can be powerful tools for making an argument more persuasive. For example, if you are trying to convince someone that a certain policy should be implemented, you could tell the story of how it has helped people in similar situations in the past. This will help your audience understand why this policy is important and why they should support it. You could also use examples to illustrate your point. If you are arguing that a particular product or service is superior to its competitors, provide evidence from customer reviews or industry experts who have praised it. Showing concrete proof of its superiority will make your argument much stronger. Finally, stories and examples can help create an emotional connection with your audience. By telling stories about individuals who have been positively impacted by the issue at hand, readers may become more invested in supporting it themselves. Main idea number 8. Using language effectively in persuasive writing is essential for making an impact on your audience. You must choose words that are appropriate to the context and convey the message you want to get across. It's important to be aware of how different words can evoke different emotions, so you can use them strategically to influence your readers' opinions. Additionally, it's important to consider the tone of your writing. Using a confident and authoritative voice will help convince people of your argument. When crafting persuasive arguments, it's also helpful to use rhetorical devices such as metaphors or analogies. These tools allow you to make complex ideas more accessible by comparing them with something familiar or relatable. Furthermore, they can add interest and flair to your writing while helping readers better understand what you're trying to say. Ultimately, effective language usage is key when it comes to persuasive writing. By choosing words carefully and utilizing rhetorical devices appropriately, you'll be able to create powerful arguments that will have a lasting effect on your readers. Main idea number 9. Repetition is a powerful tool when it comes to persuasive writing. By repeating key points, you can emphasize the importance of your argument and make it more convincing. You must use repetition in an effective way that will help drive home your point. For example, if you are trying to persuade someone to take action on an issue, you might repeat the same call to action multiple times throughout your piece. This will ensure that readers understand what they need to do and why it's important. You can also use repetition to create a sense of urgency or emotion around your argument. Repeating certain words or phrases can help draw attention to them and make them stand out in the reader's mind. Finally, repetition helps build credibility for your argument by showing that you have done research into the topic and are confident about what you are saying. When used correctly, repetition can be a very effective tool for making persuasive arguments. Main idea number 10. Questions can be a powerful tool when used correctly in persuasive writing. They can help to engage the reader, make them think more deeply about your argument, and even challenge their own beliefs. When using questions in persuasive writing, it is important to consider how they will be received by the audience. Questions should not be too confrontational or aggressive, instead, they should encourage thoughtful reflection on the topic at hand. Questions can also help to clarify points that may otherwise seem confusing or unclear. By asking questions of yourself as you write, you can ensure that your argument is well-structured and logically sound. Additionally, posing questions to readers throughout your piece helps keep them engaged with what you are saying and encourages further exploration of the issue. Finally, remember that effective use of questions requires careful consideration of tone and context. Ask yourself if each question serves a purpose within your overall argument. If not, it's best left out. Main idea number 11. Metaphors can be powerful tools for persuasive writing. They allow you to paint a vivid picture in the reader's mind, helping them to understand your point of view more clearly. For example, if you are trying to persuade someone that they should take action on an issue, you could use a metaphor such as "the tide of change is coming" or "we must seize the moment." These metaphors help create a sense of urgency and importance around the issue. Another way metaphors can be used effectively in persuasive writing is by comparing two different ideas or concepts. This helps readers better understand how one idea relates to another and why it matters. For instance, if you were arguing that people need to take responsibility for their actions, you might compare it to building a house, just like constructing a strong foundation is essential for any successful homebuilding project, taking responsibility is essential for achieving success in life. Finally, metaphors can also be used as analogies when making complex arguments easier to comprehend. By using familiar objects or situations as comparisons with unfamiliar ones, readers will have an easier time understanding what's being said and why it matters. For example, if you wanted to explain why certain regulations are important for protecting public health and safety, you could use the analogy of seatbelts in cars. Just like wearing seatbelts keeps us safe while driving our vehicles on roads every day, regulations keep us safe from potential harm caused by businesses operating without proper oversight. Main idea number 12. Humor can be a powerful tool when it comes to persuasive writing. It can help make your argument more engaging and memorable, while also helping to lighten the mood of any situation. However, you must use humor in an appropriate way that is effective for your audience. For example, if you are trying to persuade someone on a serious issue like climate change or gun control, using jokes may not be the best approach. Instead, try using satire or irony to make your point without making light of the subject matter. On the other hand, if you're trying to convince someone about something less serious, such as why they should go out with you or why they should buy a certain product, then humor might be just what you need. Just remember that whatever type of humor you choose needs to fit with both your message and audience. Main idea number 13. Statistics can be a powerful tool when used correctly in persuasive writing. They provide evidence to back up your argument and help convince readers of the validity of your claims. When using statistics, it is important to make sure that they are accurate and relevant to the topic at hand. Additionally, you should explain how the statistic supports your point and why it matters. For example, if you were arguing for increased funding for public education, you could cite statistics about graduation rates or test scores in order to demonstrate the need for more resources. You could also include information about how additional funding would benefit students by providing them with better educational opportunities. In addition to citing relevant statistics, it is also important to consider other forms of evidence, such as personal stories or expert opinions, that can further support your argument. By combining multiple types of evidence together, you will create a stronger case that is more likely to persuade readers. Main idea number 14. Anecdotes can be a powerful tool when used correctly in persuasive writing. They provide an emotional connection to the reader, allowing them to relate more closely with your argument. For example, if you are trying to persuade someone that they should donate money to a charity, you could tell the story of how one person's donation changed the life of another person for the better. This anecdote would help illustrate why donating is important and make it easier for readers to understand why they should contribute. Another way anecdotes can be used effectively in persuasive writing is by providing evidence or examples that support your point. If you are arguing that people need more education about a certain issue, you could use an anecdote about someone who was unaware of this issue until they were educated on it and then saw their life improve as a result. This type of story helps demonstrate how knowledge can lead to positive change. Finally, anecdotes can also be used as counterarguments against opposing points of view. By telling stories from different perspectives or experiences than those being argued against, readers may gain insight into other ways of thinking and come away with new understanding. In conclusion, using anecdotes in persuasive writing is an effective way to engage readers emotionally and provide evidence for your argument. When done well, these stories will help strengthen your case and make it easier for others to see things from your perspective. Main idea number 15. Contrasts can be a powerful tool when used in persuasive writing. By comparing two different ideas, you can emphasize the strengths of one over the other and make your argument more convincing. For example, if you are arguing that a certain policy should be implemented, you could compare it to an existing policy that is not as effective or efficient. This will help to illustrate why your proposed policy would be better. When using contrasts in persuasive writing, it is important to ensure that they are appropriate and effective. You must choose contrasting points which are relevant to your argument and clearly demonstrate why one option is superior to another. Additionally, avoid making sweeping generalizations or exaggerations. Instead, focus on specific facts and evidence which support your point of view. By utilizing contrasts effectively in persuasive writing, you can strengthen your arguments and make them more compelling for readers. Contrasts allow you to highlight the advantages of one idea over another while also providing concrete evidence for why this is so. Main idea number 16. Comparisons can be a powerful tool when used to make an argument more persuasive. By comparing two different ideas, concepts, or objects, you can draw attention to the similarities and differences between them in order to emphasize your point. For example, if you are trying to convince someone that one product is better than another, you could compare their features side by side and explain why one has advantages over the other. Or if you are arguing for a particular policy change, you could compare it with similar policies in other countries and show how it would be beneficial. When using comparisons in persuasive writing, it's important to ensure that they are accurate and relevant. Make sure that any comparison is based on facts rather than opinion or speculation. Additionally, try not to use too many comparisons, as this can weaken your argument by making it seem unfocused or scattered. Main idea number 17. Appeals to authority are a powerful tool for making your argument more persuasive. When you use an appeal to authority, you cite the opinion of someone who is respected in their field as evidence that supports your point. This can be done by quoting experts or citing research studies conducted by reputable organizations. By doing this, you demonstrate that your argument has been backed up by reliable sources and is therefore more likely to be accepted. When using appeals to authority, it's important to make sure that the source you are citing is credible and relevant. You should also ensure that the information provided is accurate and up to date. Additionally, it's important not to overuse appeals to authority. Too many citations can weaken your argument rather than strengthen it. Ultimately, when used correctly, appeals to authority can help bolster any persuasive writing piece with facts from reliable sources. Doing so will give readers confidence in the validity of your claims and increase their likelihood of accepting them. Main idea number 18. Appeals to tradition can be a powerful tool when used correctly in persuasive writing. By appealing to the values and beliefs of your audience, you can make your argument more convincing. For example, if you are trying to convince someone that a certain policy should be implemented, you could point out how it has been done successfully in the past or how it is part of an established tradition. This will help show that this policy is not only logical but also accepted by society. You must use appeals to tradition carefully though. Simply citing something as tradition without any evidence or explanation won't be very effective. You need to provide context for why this particular tradition matters and why it should still apply today. Additionally, don't rely too heavily on appeals to tradition. While they may work well in some cases, they can come off as outdated or even offensive if overused. Main idea number 19. Appeals to emotion can be a powerful tool when used correctly in persuasive writing. By appealing to the emotions of your audience, you can create an emotional connection with them and make your argument more compelling. For example, if you are arguing for stricter gun control laws, you could appeal to the emotions of those affected by gun violence by telling stories about victims or survivors of shootings. You could also use statistics that show how many lives have been lost due to gun violence and how it affects communities across the country. When using appeals to emotion in persuasive writing, it is important not to overdo it or come off as manipulative. Your goal should be to connect with your readers on an emotional level without exploiting their feelings for personal gain. Additionally, make sure that any facts or evidence presented alongside these appeals are accurate and reliable so that they do not detract from the overall message. Ultimately, appeals to emotion can be a great way to strengthen your argument and persuade people who may otherwise disagree with you. When used properly, they can help create an emotional bond between writer and reader while still presenting a logical case for why something should change. Main idea number 20. Appeals to reason are a powerful tool for making an argument more persuasive. When used correctly, they can help you make your point in a logical and convincing way. Appeals to reason involve presenting facts, evidence, and logic that support your position. This type of appeal is especially effective when the audience has some knowledge or understanding of the subject matter being discussed. When using appeals to reason, it is important to be clear and concise in order to ensure that your message is understood by the audience. You should also provide enough information so that readers can draw their own conclusions from what you have presented. Additionally, it is important to avoid any kind of emotional language or rhetoric as this could weaken your argument. Finally, when making an appeal to reason, it is essential that you remain objective throughout the process. It's easy for people's opinions on certain topics become biased over time. However, if you want your argument to be taken seriously, then it must remain impartial at all times. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.